Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. God, I haven't done this in forever.
That looks more familiar.
Okay. Ay, ay, ay.
All right.
Hello.
And welcome to Off... Oh, I just do and welcome.
you can do all of it.
Oh, gosh.
Welcome to Off Script, everyone.
A podcast. We're so good.
Where even though today I slept, I took a five and a half hour nap, and I'm still tired. My body's not ready for Washington.
No, you've only been back 2 days from an 11-hour time difference.
Yeah, it has been 2 days. Yeah. Yep. I know. My brain, when I was falling asleep from my nap, I realized I was like, I'm tired because it's 12:30 here, but really it's, what, 1:30 there?
In the morning.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I would have been asleep right now.
Yes. I know. You would text me at like 3:30 our time. Like, it's freaking 2:30 in the morning. Why are you awake? Yeah. Go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was fun. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Yes.
But also, I just wanted to do a quick, we're excited because it seems that we're getting closer to being able to release regular episodes.
I am like so hopeful that by the end of October.
Yeah, we're going to actually be.
Yes. Now, what will our schedule look like? We have no idea.
Yeah. We haven't totally talked about that quite yet because also watch us plan that. And then they're like, ha ha, we're still going to be on strike for 3 more months.
So, yep. But I know because the writers are officially done. Yep. Mm-hmm. And now I think you said actors have met like 4 times already.
Mm-hmm. They've got another meeting sometime this week.
Yay.
So hopefully. Hopefully.
Yes, we keep saying that, but we're getting closer.
Yeah. Yeah, closest we've ever been. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I thought I was wide awake, guys. I really did.
Doesn't help that we're sitting in a dark room and it's warm.
I've got the window open. I have a cool breeze on my left side.
I love that normally we're like, oh, we can't have the window open for background noise. And today you're like, open.
I would fall asleep if it was. Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear about your trip. But I want you to start in, because you went to Boston first.
Yeah, I did go to Boston first. That was super fun. John got to show me, I saw his high school. I saw where he grew up. He got to show me quite a few different little like locales that he was excited to show me. Except for the thing that was really sad was it was supposed to be basically like fall time. But when we got there, everything was super green. And his friend and wife were like, yeah, it's kind of weird with how late everything's turning. Like, when we get back from Dubai, it'll probably be turning. But right now, it's not.
Bummer. Like, you definitely want the, like,
yeah,
the no, fall it, for New England, right? Especially in October, late September.
It felt like Washington because I got there and it was just raining.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, yeah. We went to this place called Level 99. Mm-hmm. And it was so fun. We bought entry for 4 hours, I think.
Okay.
And basically, they have a bunch of different rooms that are kind of escape room type things. And you get points based on how well you do the room. And you, level up basically your character. Basically, you are a video game character and you want to get to level 99. And you have a bracelet that you tap in to get to all the rooms and do all the games and stuff. And
what level did you get to?
Well, it was weird because I only realized it as we were talking because his friends, this is their, all three of theirs, like third time doing it, I think.
Okay.
And so they were all on the same level together. And
oh,
so
do you keep your level?
Yeah. It So like when I go back, if we do it again, it'll remember me and keep me. And like you also get like enough points to win like a sticker and a shirt and snacks and stuff like that. But
oh, cool.
So they all got to like level 100 and something, and I got to 25.
Oh, for a first time, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. But then I realized, because also when you tap in, so you have to wait for rooms if there's another group in there. So you tap in and you're waiting, but you can sit there and mess with, like, you can change your icon and things like that. And when we did that, John got really confused because he was like, how come mine says I'm level 6? And then I realized the level 6, because you're only supposed to have 99 levels, but that's the level to
that
get.
You're on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And whereas we were all thinking like, oh, they're at 100 and I'm at 25. That's the level 99. So then they were like, how did we get past 99? And then I realized, I was like, no, it's kind of like if you're playing an RPG, you have different levels, but your character level gets larger and larger and larger. Yeah. So basically we have our character level, our levels, and then everything else.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was a blast. Good. I can't remember. There were too many good rooms. Let me think.
Yeah, so you did, how many rooms did you end up doing
a
in 4 hours?
A lot. We did a lot of rooms. The first thing that I saw, because actually first when we got there, I was super hungry and I was like, okay, I need to eat before we do anything. So me and John went and ate. Also in Boston, pizzas are not triangles.
Are they squares or rectangles?
Yes. I was like, what is this crap? But it was also really good, so wasn't complaining. But as I was eating, I saw these axes keep swinging. I was like, what the heck is that? And Tom was like, you have to try and get across. So that was the first thing we did. And I did okay. I did in like 19 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was fun.
So does that like count as a room?
Yes.
Okay, so that's mm-hmm. how they can be simple. Like
simple
that.
Little things. Yeah, there was one where me and John, they had big, huge joysticks. And we basically were playing like a weird kind of Pac-Man with a snake thing, and like we were playing against each other and we got points for that. Okay. There was like a rock climbing one, a rock climbing wall. There was a dodgeball thing.
Okay, so they're just like activities. It's not necessarily like an escape room.
Exactly.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like all the rooms too, like you go in a room and each room has a different activity basically for you to do. There were a lot of physical ones that I couldn't do. Like there's one that John loves, and then we all felt so bad because we all kept going into that room and going before John could go.
Uh-huh.
And one of us would fail the room. And like with this room, if one of you fails it, the whole group fails it.
Oh.
And so basically you start in this room, you're in a jail cell, and you have to jump through the window, get to the other side and scan it. And you can't touch the edge of the window.
Okay.
And I'm too short. So, like, right. John was trying to help me climb. So, I'm climbing on John using the side poles to get up. And then I got to the point where I would have to, like, lift my legs and swing in. But I'm so short, I couldn't lift my legs without touching something. And so, I was like, okay, yeah. And his friend's wife, when she tried to do it, she's too tall. So, uh-oh. She was able to pull herself up. But once she pulled herself up to go through, she touched the thing.
So funny.
So, like, John's friend was able to go through, and then the two girls were not able to go through, and John never got to go through.
Oh.
And when we got there, he was like, I want to do the one where we have to jump through the window. I want to do the one.
Oh, that's so sad. Why didn't you let him go first?
Because we forgot until the
end. Oh, shoot.
And then there was like a room where only 2% of people get 3 stars. And we got 3 stars, and it was one of my word problems where it was like,
oh yeah,
so and so is here and she wants to eat this, but she can only drink this, and this goes with this, and like,
yeah.
So yeah, they were, it's like, it felt like escape rooms because you go into a room
and there's a puzzle or an activity
before you exit.
Yeah.
But also it was like the time limit was, most of them were 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was super fun. And then The next day I met John's mom. Uh-huh. And then she drove us all around. We went to Salem, Massachusetts so that I could see a bunch of the witch trial stuff. I was sad I couldn't go into the museum.
Oh.
Yeah, it was sold out.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't think about it. And like John was even like, it's so busy and packed here when it's not even Halloween yet. And I was like, yeah, that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I saw the witch's graves.
Cool.
I saw, what else did I see there? I can't remember what else I saw there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really cool. And then she took me to Fenway Park, which I was really excited for because I wanted to take a picture of me in front of that for my grandpa. And then my aunt texted me halfway through my Dubai trip and she was like, I'm really glad you sent that picture to grandpa. He was so excited to show me that picture.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's adorable. I love it. And then at 11 o'clock on Saturday night, the 30th, John and I got on my first 14-hour-long flight.
Sheila, yeah. Oh, no, that's coming home. Like, when you texted me, you're like, okay, I'm getting on my flight. I'm like, oh, crap.
I'm picking them up.
And she texted me at, like, you know, when was it?
I texted at 10 o'clock Dubai time, which was
11 o'clock a.m. our time.
P.m.
P.m. Oh, you texted 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So p.m.
Yeah.
So I was like, shoot.
I'm picking them up. I have to be ready.
But then I'm like, oh, just kidding. I got 15 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how was your super long flight? John sent me a picture right when you boarded. And he's like, how? Because it was you asleep already.
I think that was the one to Boston. Because the boss, he was so
excited. Oh, was that to Boston? Oh, that's right. It was.
He was so excited to have me on that one. And that one's just 6 hours. But literally, I could tell when we were boarding. I was like, oh, my eyes are heavy. It's almost like my body just knows, like, cool, you're on a flight. This is nap time.
That's insane. I cannot sleep on a comfortably at all on a plane.
So I pulled out my book and everything that I like to have on the plane for me to do. And I sat down. I was out. I didn't even, like... I think I kind of, nope, that was my Dubai flight. I don't even remember waking up when we took off to Boston.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. I woke up with like an hour left.
Oh my gosh.
And then the Dubai flight, I was kind of bummed because right before we got on, we were chilling in the airport and I was like, I'm hungry. So we were looking for food for me to get because I was like, I don't want to eat something heavy. But I also want to be able to like eat and go to sleep and not be sick. But then I knew that this flight was going to serve 3 meals,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of thought they were going to wait a while. They served the meal. The first meal came an hour into our flight.
Okay.
And I was like, cool. Especially since my hour into my flight, we got on the plane and I gave me and John a melatonin.
Right. So you...
Because I wanted us to sleep because we were getting on at 11 o'clock at night. So I was like, if we fall asleep now, this is perfect. This is our night. So we'll wake up, be awake for a little bit of the flight, and then be in Dubai at 7 p.m. and then be able to go to sleep in a few hours. But instead, I kept waking up because I kept wanting food. I was like, okay, well, I was also told by a friend that on one of their international flights, if you slept through your meal, they didn't give it to you. But Emirates was really good. And if you were asleep, like there was a time when me and John were both asleep on our way back and they were giving out pizzas and they left the pizzas next to me and John.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, so we could have slept on the way there, but I was nervous about that. So I like woke us up, whatever. I think he and I slept like a good portion
of
the flight there. Yeah. It was really good because there were times when I was awake and he was asleep and there was turbulence. I was like, if he didn't have a melatonin in him right now, he would be awake freaking out.
Right.
Yeah. So that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then his friend let me play Pokemon Arceus. I can't say that name, but it was really fun.
I really want
to get it. Yeah. It's like an open world RPG Pokemon.
Cool.
And I was here for it. And you craft stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. The flight also had games that you could play and they even had like a little... gaming controller that you could take out. Oh, one of my favorite parts of the fight, which I was really surprised that John liked too, and like he let me have both of these up on like my screen and his screen were both of these at the same time. The airplane had cameras on it that we could watch.
Oh, that's cool.
So my camera was of directly under the plane, and his was from the nose of the plane.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And so like takeoff and landing was really cool. On the way there, it was kind of hard because it was nighttime. Mm-hmm. So we didn't see a whole heck of a lot. But on the way back, it was really cool because on our way back, instead of flying the route that we did to get there, we flew kind of like up over the world. And so we flew over the North Pole.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was. I got a lot of cool pictures for that. And then we also technically flew over the UK, which I was really excited about.
Yeah.
I was like, I haven't been there, but
I see it.
I'm there. Yeah. And then we landed and we got there and my passport didn't work to scan in because you usually go through and you scan your passport and then doors open and you walk through and that's how you get through immigration right now. Mm-hmm. But all of our passports didn't work, so we had to go to the desk, which meant that I got my stamp.
Nice.
And I was super excited about that.
Yeah. So
all that hard work for that damn passport, I'm glad I got a stamp.
I know. It's so sad they don't do stamps anymore.
Mm-hmm. My dad was like, I bet you could just go up and ask. And I was like, probably. But
yeah,
that seems like a lot of work.
I know. Can you stamp this, please?
Yeah. So now I'll probably just try and screw up my...
From now on.
Oh, it didn't scan. Sorry.
Can you stamp it, babe?
Yeah. Yeah, and that first night, what did we do? Oh, I wanted to go walk the beach. Uh-huh. So we went and walked. And I immediately realized how gross and wet and sweaty I was going to be the whole time. Mm-hmm. Because when we landed, it was 90 degrees. And it was pitch black.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's like not even a cool breeze going right now. It's like, cool. Then we got to the beach where we could put our feet in. And I was going to say the water felt like I was stepping into a bathtub. I was
nice.
Nice, but also I was kind of hoping for some relief from the
heat. Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, and then we went to the Burj Khalifa, which is the world's tallest building. On that day, me and John, we went and did the glass slide in Dubai. That's across the way from the world's tallest building. But it was still... We're on the 128th floor or something. Mm. I was like, this is still high.
Right. And it's a glass slide, so you can see below you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's sketchy.
And when I was sliding, I wasn't nervous about it at all until I was sliding down. And then I was like, oh God. Especially since as I'm sliding down, my body started to turn so that I was aiming for the side of the slide.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, what if I break into the side and break the glass? This is my death.
What a way to die.
Yeah. So that was scary. And then in that building, too, they had a walk where you could clip yourself to this little, curtain rod thing. Uh-huh. To this curtain rod thing, almost. And walk on the edge of the building and then, swing off of it.
Whoa.
And John was like, do you want to do that? And I was like, that I won't do. I will do the slide. I will go up. And then, this building had a... glass walk where we could walk over glass. Uh-huh. And see everything underneath us, and that was trippy still, but I could do that just fine.
Yeah.
If I'm outside, I can't swing off a building. And then Tuesday we went into the desert, and I really like the desert a lot. Desert's super quiet, the sand is super fine, and probably the nicest sand I've ever felt. It was really hot, but it was nice hot. I didn't really realize how bad it was until we got back to the hotel and I was like, yep, it's time for a nap because the sun had drained me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we rode dune buggies. We rode a camel. We did 4x4ing in a 4Runner. And I sled down on a snowboard and John tried to snowboard regular, but he fell.
Oh, we're on a little sled. So you didn't stand on yours.
No, but it was the same board exactly.
Yeah.
I just sit on it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
John said he took GoPros and we haven't watched anything, so I haven't seen this. But he was like, the whole time you were going down, you were giggling.
That's awesome.
It's like, I don't remember that. Yeah, and then Tuesday we went out to dinner and then walked around the mall. Dubai likes to be known for everything being the largest in the world there. They had the world's largest building. They have the world's largest mall.
Okay.
They have the world's largest Ferris wheel. They have the world's largest indoor theme park.
That's awesome.
What else was there? There was another one, and me and John were like, holy, what are they doing?
That's awesome.
Yeah. But the mall was insane. It was huge. Uh-huh. And then, oh yeah, Wednesday morning, well, Monday and Wednesday, I went and hung out at the beach because I wanted to do like what I did in Hawaii, where I would go to the beach and read. It was really hard to do that. I only lasted like an hour the first day I did it, an hour and a half, because it was just so hot.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And like our private access beach, they had umbrellas, but they were crocheted umbrellas. So they didn't like provide much shade. So yeah. I was like, ugh. But I'm not one to swim in oceans, especially these oceans, because I could see the fish that were swimming. But the first day that I did it, I just saw them because they also like to get right up on shore. They were like shallow fishies.
Yeah, little snorkel fishies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once I got past them, I didn't see any or feel any. But the second day I did, my hand and feet kept hitting things. I was like, this is not okay. But I kept swimming for like a half hour, 45 minutes, just because it was such a nice, like, it didn't feel hot. Like, the first initial when you get in, it's super warm, but it just feels so much better than the air.
Uh-huh.
That you're like, yeah, I'm going to stay in this. And then you get out and it's kind of cool because you're getting out of the warm water and you're like, yeah. And then you dry off and you like read your book or whatever. And then you get hot again and you go in. That time the water is super cool and refreshing. Yeah. And you're like, yes.
Well, that's good.
I love this. Yeah. So I did that Wednesday morning. And then we went to the Dubai Frame, which when I looked up this frame, I had literally only found out about it the night before we left, or like the night before we left Boston, maybe. And I was like, oh, I want to do it, because I just thought it was this huge picture frame you got a picture with. But no, it's actually like this building that you can go in. So then we went in it, and it took us, I can't even remember how tall it was, but it was really tall. Mm-hmm. And then they had a glass walk up there too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that was cool. And then, oh my gosh, I haven't even talked about my cat friends.
No, you have not.
I found cats. What day did we go and find cats? I think that was Monday. Yeah, first day I went and I found cats. Guys, I didn't realize that Dubai had stray cats like Hawaii. And so there was this little square that had many cats. Okay, the first day I only saw three, but one of them had a name tag on. So I was like, oh, you're probably someone's. So I didn't want to pet it without asking the owner, but also I didn't even see the owner anywhere, so I probably could have pet it. But there was,
it was like a street cat that the whole street adopted and someone bought it a tag.
I thought about reading the tag because it was a chunky tag. It was super weird. It was like a collar with the tag was on the neck.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to read it, but he was so cute. He was white with some calico spots on his nose. Ow. And ears. I was like, oh, you're just chilling. I won't bug you. But the orange kitty, he wanted to be pet. So I went and I pet him. And then I saw this big, fat, black and white cat. And I was like, you look like you need some pets too. So I went to go pet him. And orange kitty followed me all the way over. And then when me and John were like, okay, we need to go get breakfast, we started to leave. And he followed me over. And it was amazing. And he did that every time I saw him. And I saw him three times.
Aww.
Yeah. And then at the Dubai picture frame, there was a little kitten who looked like she was maybe a year old that I went and loved on. And then the third day that I saw the cats, we were on our way to our breakfast spot that we liked. And on our way to the breakfast spot, there was another kitty cat that I got to pet.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I forgot where I was. Oh, Thursday. We went into a theme park in Abu Dhabi that I can't talk about right now.
Can you not talk about it at all? Like anything without details?
Nope. Everything was attached to something.
But you can't like try and explain just things that happened there without explaining what movies they correlated with.
Maybe. We did a bunch of really cool rides. There were two roller coasters that I really liked. Actually, no, three. one of them was a water one. And when I told John about it, I was like, when I read about this, it just seems like it's a neat, like, relaxing little, like, water rafting ride. And then as we were walking up to it, I saw a drop. I was like, oh, we're going to get wet. He's like, no, we're not. And then we get in, and the seat that we sit in is soaked.
Oh, no.
I was like, we're getting wet. And then there were two other roller coasters. One spun you as it went. And John was like, oh, you're going to hate this because you don't know when you spin. And I was like, I don't think it's going to be that bad. And it ended up being one of my favorite rides. I was like, this one was so fun.
That's good. And was I have to ask, she sent me a picture of, or a video of the ceiling. Oh, yeah, my gosh. Yeah. Was it that, like, the entire time? That purpley blue?
No, that was right when you entered.
Okay.
Each one was different because it correlated to each different, like, city that you entered into.
Oh, that's so,
like,
cool.
Each one was painted different.
Oh.
So they did make it look in. They did make it look outdoor, even though it was indoor.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then one of our other favorite rides was, it was really fun. It was definitely very extreme. And you got on this ride, and it harnesses you over your shoulders and clips you in because you're about to go upside down. And basically, it, like, it looks almost like tall, like the Extreme Scream. Mm-hmm. And the ride starts by lifting you up a little bit. And then it starts spinning, and then the arm that you're on, mm-hmm, starts swinging, and then you swing all the way upside down. Wow. As the ride is spinning.
Oh, gosh, I would throw up. No, thanks.
That one was really fun. I wanted, when we first entered into the theme park, I immediately almost regretted our decision on theme park because I was like, oh, this seems very small. I was like, there were so many other parks that we could have did. And so I was kind of sad. I was like, oh, dang it, whatever. But I didn't even talk about the thing I was most excited for. I'll talk about that next. We chose this theme park because it was closest to the mosque that we went to.
Oh, okay.
So we first entered. I was like, dang, it's small. And we hadn't seen any rides. But then we saw one ride. And then it just, like,
ride after ride. After,
yeah,
ride.
Domino affected from there. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we couldn't even ride all of them. And I wanted to ride at least three of them. Three times over.
Right.
It's like, dang it. So, yeah, that was one of them that I wanted to ride over and over again. And I originally, when we were first getting on it, I was like, oh, I'm too freaked out. This one's going to suck. I'm going to hate this ride. I'm never going to want to do it again. I was wrong.
That's good.
Yeah. And then I forgot to talk about the mosque. I was really excited to go to the mosque. I wanted to, that was one of the first things when we found out we were going to Dubai. I was like, John, I want to go see a mosque. Not knowing that mosques are very
spiritual.
I knew that.
Oh, I was going to say, how did you not?
No, I was going to say limited, but I don't want to say that. Restricted on, like, who they, restrictive on who they let in.
Okay.
Understandably so.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be Muslim, uh-huh, to typically go into any of the mosques.
Yeah.
But there are a few in Dubai that allow non-Muslims to come and tour them. You just have to book your tour time. And
okay.
Sometimes they want you to go with a tour guide, but the one that we did, you could go and do your own thing. We went to the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque in Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
And it was freaking,
oh, that's so pretty.
Beautiful as heck. Yeah, it was amazing. Women have to wear, they want you to dress respectfully. Mm-hmm. And so women have to be covered head to toe. And you don't have to go out and buy the outfit like I did. They give you a dress to cover up with. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to be the person who showed up not ready.
Right. Okay.
So I bought the outfit, got ready for it, went. And then John, because we saw a lot of men who were just in t-shirts too. Men had to be respectful, but they didn't have to be totally covered up. Uh-huh. But John also wore a long sleeve shirt. Uh-huh. And he was like, I didn't want to have you to have to be the only one with long sleeves. And I was like, thanks. Because I've never sweat so much in my life. I was like, this is rough. And, like, the whole entire time, me and Becky, John's friend's wife, we would be dying of heat in the shorts and shirts that we were wearing. And we'd look at like the native women and be like, I wonder if their clothes, even though they're fully covered, I wonder if it's more breathable, if there's like air coming through or something. And then I wore it, went to the mosque, and I was like, when we met back up with Becky, I told her, I was like, girl, no. I was a puddle of sweat. I also picked like a very light color, and immediately we were taking pictures and stuff, and I like bent my arms for something, and then I opened them and I saw a sweat line from my elbow. I was like, I'm about to be disgusting in a mosque. But yeah, it was amazing. And then we went through the tour, and I saw the arrows for the female prayer rooms and the male prayer rooms, but I thought those parts were off limits. But then as we were walking towards the exit, I saw an arrow for the male prayer room again. And I was like, the fact that they're showing you in the, like, they sanctioned off? Is that what it's called?
Sectioned off?
What are stanchions, right? A stanchion is the little pole with the...
I don't know.
I think it's a stanchion. Whatever. They sectioned off areas and they had, like, paths for us to walk. And I was like, the fact that there's an arrow in our path for it, I bet we could go visit those rooms.
Right.
So then we're getting ready to leave. Not the exit. I looked at the security guard and I was like, hey, can I go visit the prayer room? Because I didn't want to just like walk into the prayer room and be like, hey, I'm here.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, of course. So then I was like, oh, John, I know the female prayer room is like halfway through all of that again, but can we just really quick? And he was like, yeah. So we went. But it's very men and women. There's a lot that they can't do together. And like while at the mosque, you're not supposed to take pictures with a man or a woman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Depending on who you are. Yeah. So we saw people doing it, but I had read up a bunch of stuff before we got there. And so we were like, we're just going to be respectful. Yeah. We're not going to like.
That's good.
Yeah. And so we went back through. I went to the prayer hall. And then I had drama at the prayer hall that I didn't even like obviously want.
What?
Yeah. So first you take your shoes off to go into the prayer hall. And so you go into this little room to put your shoes, and then you go into the prayer hall. And so they were letting me go through the prayer hall. But then as I was going in, there were two men coming out. And then at the door for the prayer hall, I like was walking in and I was like trying to see where I could go or what I could do. And I realized that I hear everyone talking at the door. So then I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be in here. So then I like walked out and the two men were like, see, she's right there. The women were like, yeah, but what are you doing here? And then I realized it was because men and women can't be in that room at the same time. But also those two men shouldn't have been there.
Right.
And
wasn't like, that the women's prayer room?
Mm-hmm. It was like they were workers. They weren't mosque workers. They were like coming to check electrical or something.
Oh.
But no one in that side of the building had been told.
Oh.
And they were like, why are you coming through the women prayer hall?
Yeah.
Like there's like, and they were like, this is where we have to work. And everyone was like, no one told us, which means like my higher ups don't know about this. So no, you're not supposed to be here. And so it became this huge ordeal. And I realized that the bigger ordeal was because I went in when they were coming out too or something. I don't know. So then I just stood there and I was like, because I didn't want to leave. I didn't really get to. My plan was to go in and actually say a prayer while I was in the prayer hall. And I was like, oh, I did not do that. I also didn't get to just like take in the prayer hall. Like I was in a beautiful place. I wanted to hang out there. Well, not hang out there, but, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm standing there and the security women were like, they kept looking at me and apologizing. And I was like, it's okay. It's okay. Like, right. I'm not stressed about it.
I would just be there in tears. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not trying to make a big thing for everyone. And so finally what it was they just needed to like get across the building into the other side. And everyone's like, why didn't you say that? There's a different door that you can go through. You don't have to be going through this one. Like, why did you guys just make this big huge thing? So then they let me inside and then had the guys go. So then she told me that I could go in and do my prayer. So then I went in and I like sat on my knees And I was saying my prayer, and then another woman came in and was doing her prayer too. And I didn't want to interrupt her prayer. She was doing what I think was the Salah. And so I didn't want to be rude and leave while she was in the middle of that. So I kind of sat there and just let her do her thing. And then I went and did my thing.
Cool.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was beautiful. It was amazing. I'm so glad that we did it. I think it was one of the highlights of my trip.
Good.
Yeah. And then we got on a long flight. And that one was harder for me to sleep through because I didn't want to sleep like I did on the way there because I knew we were getting back during the day. So I didn't want to wake up and be tired, even though there was no way around that. And so I only ended up taking a half of a melatonin on the flight back. But even then, my body wasn't able to sleep because it was just so done with being sitting position yeah. for 15 hours. Yeah.
There's no way. I hate 6-hour flights. That's the longest flight I've ever been on.
And was that Hawaii?
Hawaii and New York are both 6 hours. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is too much. But it was totally worth it. Yeah, I would do it again.
It. Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
It was super fun.
Good. Did you leave any of our bookmarks?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say, in the mall that we found with our breakfast place where I, on my walk with the kitty cat, they had a book wall.
What?
Yeah, it was just a wall of books. So I took a chunk of our bookmarks and went and I put them in books or in between books on the wall.
Oh, my gosh, if our Dubai listeners mm-hmm. find one,
mm-hmm.
send us a picture.
It's in the mall next to the little neighborhood. Over on the Palm Jumeirah.
How cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So that's it, I think.
All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm excited I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. Me too. I think, I don't think there was any other stories or anecdotes I wanted to say.
All right.
So.
Okay. Well.
We'll see you later, guys.
Yeah. Hopefully for a mainsode soon.
For a mainsode soon.
Mainsode.
Yep.
All right, you guys. We'll see you. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.